Ovois, Perkei Mishnah Chav Beis, the last two Mishnayis of Maseches Ovois proper. The sixth parak is already a Braisa that's added. We'll learn that as well, so now we're learning the last two Mishnayis that are from Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Ben Bagbag is a name that we really don't have too often. The Gemara says in Gedushin Daf Yud that his name was Yoichanan Ben Bagbag. Look at the Medrash Shmuel, the Tos Yom Tov over here, fascinating idea that Ben Bagbag and in the next Mishnah, Ben Heihei, have something in common. First of all, they're not called by their father's name. So, Al Derech HaPshad, it means that it's somebody who didn't reach the age of Smicha, like we had before in the third parak, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma. In the fourth parak, I'm sorry. Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma also didn't reach that age. But if you look at, like we said, the Medrash Shmuel, B'Shem Rashbam, it's brought in the Tos Yom Tov, he brings a idea that Bagbag and Heihei both have, hey is the letter hey, that's five. Bag, Beis, Gimel is also, Beis is two, Gimel is three, it's also five. What were they? They were Gerim, or they were Bnei Gerim, and they were Moiseh Nefesh to become part of Klal Yisrael. And Mamel, their real essence is the Ois Hey of the Shem Hashem, or if you want to say from the, if you want to say from the Aser Zadibrois, is hey, hey, is two heys, is ten. Five of one side of the Luchas, five of the other side of the Luchas, Ben Bagbag as well. L'mais, when you look at the Rambam, Ben Bagbag is mi ben doirom shel hil v'shamis. You're talking about a Tana Koidemis. Hafokbo v'hafokbo de kulaboy. Hafokbo means literally turn it over. That means everything is in the Torah. The more a person turns over every issue in the Torah, the more a person learns, the more a person uncovers, the more he'll realize that the answer to all of life's questions, problems, issues, challenges, all lies in Torah. On a basic level, it means that all chokhmahs are included in the Torah. When Haskalah was a very potent force, so one of the issues is that people were enchanted by the breath of different wisdoms that came out in the 17th century, 18th century, the 19th century. But the truth of the matter is that Alts Lichten Torah. Reb Chaim Brisker understood everything and anything about politics, economics, people, psychology, all from Torah. And the same goes for the Gro. Not that the Gro never looked at a science book that was written by one of the Chachmei Umas Olam. But everything that he had, Lichten Torah, all of Torah. All the branches of wisdom, everything is in Torah. Hafokhba v'hafokhba dekulabo. Ubotech hazeh. This is the raya, by the way, that is mimois shameh v'hil, because we don't have this terminology in our Ramis echoed after that door. All the other Tanoim, their memories weren't proper Lashon HaKodesh. So he's saying in Torah, ubotech hazeh, al yedei limin haTorah, a person could be v'ata sechse, could see the truth. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi, which is more Aramis, is instead of Toshma, like we have in the Bavli, Toch Chazi. V'sivu chleibe. Continue to be Isaac Batorah until old age. Umino loy tazua. Don't be zoz. Don't move an inch away from Liman HaTorah. To other chochmas. There's no competition. She'en lecha mida toive heimen. There's nothing that has the value of Torah. Kol kafetzecha leishbubo. Last Mishnah, Ben Heihei Oimer, Lufum Tzara Agro. It's Ben Heihei again. Can't say that what he was saying was born of experience. Like we said before, according to some of the Mefarshim, he was a Ger Tzedek, and that's why he's called Ben Heihei. And he came to Yiddishkeit B'Mesiras Nefesh in a time of persecution. Lufum Tzara Agro is that not that one has to keep Torah Mitzvahs despite the Tzar. That's what defines the schar that a person has in Olam Haba. Let's understand, schar in Olam Haba is not a bank account where a person has a certain amount of money, he put in, he gets out. The schar of Olam Haba is a mitzius ruchnis, which is created by the person in this world. Like the Gemara says, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The schar of a mitzvah is the kedusha, is the aura of ruchnis, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, that permeates a person's world and surrounds a person and pushes him to do more mitzvahs. When a person goes upstairs, there's no currency in the world that could pay him. The only schar that he has is the oiros of Kedusha, the hekif of Kedusha that surround him, that fill him up, and that's he becomes his metzias when he's no longer in the physical world. So So Menahei is bringing home that point, and this is the finale of Maseches Ovis, is that however much work a person puts into Avodas Hashem, that is the reality that belongs to him, Lenetzach Nitzachim. It's a very powerful lesson indeed to take with.